Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:14 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Ian Ozan, whom you just heard with the news, also co-host of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. And if you don't listen to it, you should, because they put Friday night around the state on the air here on WWL, and you don't even have to go to the games. How you doing, Ian?
I'm doing well this morning, Tommy. How are you, sir?
I am okay. Tell me what y'all looking at tonight.
So tonight we're going to be live at your alma mater, Archbishop Shaw, as the megaphone rivalry continues. The Eagles taking on the Rummel Raiders. And Tommy, as an alumnus, you know this dates back to the 1960s when these two schools opened. Rummel won last year 35-21, but Shaw used that loss to propel themselves to their first state title since 1987. Last week, Rummel looked awfully good. They beat U High in convincing fashion, 30-17 in the Superdome. Jayden Terrence, Corian Hawkins, both of them juniors, they combined for more than 200 yards in that game, plus three touchdowns, including a kickoff return by Terrence. So this is going to be a tough task for Shaw, team that really and truly is still has a lot of question marks surrounding it. They're young. They lost a lot of talent from last year's state championship team. And even though they beat West Jeff last week 49-0, I'm not sure that we were able to glean much from that win. The week before, they lost Etna Carr 35-0. So it's been a tale of two games so far, looking to see if they can figure out a way to beat Rummel this week.
Man, I get confused when we talk about select and non-select and who's in what division. So when it comes to Shaw and Rummel, compare and contrast.
So both of these schools are in select divisions. Archbishop Rummel is Division I, which used to be Class 5A. So if you want to break it down, Division I is equal to Class 5A. Meanwhile, Shaw is a 4A school. They're playing in Division II. They're both private parochial schools. That puts them in the select. If you're a private school, a parochial school, or if you're a public school that's open enrollment, or school of choice or a charter school, you're in select. If you're a traditional public school where you have attendance zones, then you're non-select.
So when it comes to the category of the division, that's because of the enrollment?
Correct. That's once the playoffs begin, we go from the classification system to the divisions. All of Class 5A and the most popular schools in 4A play in Division 1, then the rest of 4A and the biggest 3A schools play in Division 2 and on down to Division 5.
What are some other big matchups y'all are looking at tonight?
Maybe the biggest matchup on the docket tonight that we're looking at is Alexandria at Destrehan. If you're going to go to a game that's not Shaw or Rummel, this may be it, because Alexandria's offense is absolutely explosive. Get this, in 2 weeks of the season so far, they've outscored their opponents 111-7. And those opponents are no slouches. The West Feliciana team that made a run deep into the playoffs last year, and a Union Parish squad that got to the state finals last year. Now, granted, Union Parish is down this year, but I don't think anybody expected Alexandria to steamroll them the way they did last week and shut them out. Now, with that said, the only team that can beat Destrehan is Destrehan. Their only loss of the season was in week one to Catholic of Baton Rouge. That was the result of turnovers, penalties, mistakes, things we typically don't see from Destrehan, a disciplined squad. Last week, they seemed to get that under control against Bonneville. They beat him 58-20, but the Destrehan defense will have a tough time against it, against a team that got to the state finals last year, brought back most of that talent, and is looking to get back to the Superdome this year with their explosive offense.
So tell me some of the other games you're looking at besides those.
St. Charles Catholic at Dunham. St. Charles Catholic goes on the road to Baton Rouge tonight to play a Dunham squad that has the number one national recruit in the class of 2020.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven. That's their junior quarterback, Elijah Haven. He's 6'5", 215. He may be a high school junior, but this kid is a man. He's being recruited by Alabama, by Florida, by Georgia, LSU, Auburn, and the list goes on and on.
What's his
and
name
on.
Again?
Elijah Haven. And this kid,
man,
as a
who's he play for?
For Dunham, out of Baton Rouge. This kid, a couple years ago as a freshman, was turning heads, and we thought, okay, he might be special. Last year, he proved he was beyond special, and St. Charles is going to have a tough time stopping him tonight. Though, we've got to give St. Charles credit. Last year, in their first year playing up in classification in 4A, this was a squad that had a tough time. They finished the regular season 4-6. They won a playoff game, but they knew that it would be a bit of a challenge. So far this year, St. Charles has done a good job with their opponents. They beat Newman 36-3. They shut out Letcher last week 28-0, but they've not seen anything like Elijah Haven. 535 total yards last week, 8 total touchdowns. His mate in the running back, Jarvis Washington, a senior who's committed to South Alabama, accounted for nearly half the output. He caught 11 passes, 259 yards, and 4 of those touchdowns. So St. Charles will have their hands full tonight. But with that said, week 3 with rivalries and with teams starting to feel themselves, a win is not out of the question for the Comets.
So I'm trying to get back to this kid. It's 6'5", 215. He's a running back?
He is a quarterback.
A quarterback, yes. Okay, that makes sense. And what class is he in? Is he a sophomore, junior?
He is a junior. So he is the number one recruit in his class nationally. In fact, he had a look from Cornell, but he's already ruled that out. He's looking at an SEC school and LSU, Georgia, Auburn, Florida, Alabama, they're all in the mix to get this kid in the sweepstakes come next year.
Jesuit at Bonneville.
Jesuit at Bonneville. That game is going to be at Joe Yenny Stadium. Scott Phillips will be there tonight. Jesuit is coming into this game. They're looking good. Bonneville last week didn't hold up well against Destrehan. They're 1-1. This is one of these games where Jesuit goes in and it's a possible trap for them. Bonneville maybe 500, but this is a winnable game for Jesuit. This one quite possibly could get out of hand quick.
Okay. How about De La Salle at what is it? St.
De La Salle at St. Paul's. That one's going to be on the North Shore. And this is one where De La Salle goes in playing a St. Paul's team that is always primed for a playoff run. And St. Paul's, they lost in the playoffs earlier than expected last year. I think they got to the second round, if I remember correctly, and then were eliminated at that point. But St. Paul's is strong again this year. They have a good bit of talent from last year's squad. De La Salle, though, trying to find their footing. This is a team that got to the quarterfinals a few years back, and they've sputtered to start the season, trying to get a big win, and a big win this would be if they were able to beat St. Paul's.
Tell me what you put on the air tonight, Ian, for people that don't know that haven't listened.
So for those who aren't familiar, we typically are live at a school every week. We pick a school, we go there, and we broadcast from that stadium. And then we have anywhere between 10 and 15 correspondents who are on the road sending reports back to us. Tonight we have 10 reporters at Booker T. Washington Covington, St. Charles at Dunham, Pineville Tioga, South Platte at Belle Chasse, Slidell Warren Easton, Lakeshore at North Shore, De La Salle St. Paul's, Jesuit Bonneville, Pine at Franklinton, and Alexandria Destrehan. We also have someone at McDonough 35 and Net in the car, their public address announcer, so when he gets a break, he'll phone and reports. But we have reporters at a bunch of games around the area and across the state. They phone in reports. Coach Lou and I provide score updates throughout the night, an interview or two with whoever drops by. And as you said earlier, we put Louisiana high school football on the map and on the radio. Last year, got a text message from Knoxville, Tennessee, someone saying, hey, we hear you loud and clear on the Big 870. So there's a huge audience. And for the Elijah Havens of the world or some of the other big-name players, you have coaches or parents or football fans in general who are listening who may not know about these kids, But once they hear about them, they follow them all throughout their high school, their college career, and for those who go pro, throughout their professional careers.
How do you go about getting this network of reporters together? It can't be easy.
It's not, but these are guys who do what they love, and for the vast majority of them, they've been with this for 5, 10, some guys have been doing this for 20 years, and they enjoy it. They get in touch with us, and in some cases, their friends like, hey, how'd you get involved with that? Then they get in touch with us, and we add them into the rotation.
It's a Friday night tradition, I'll tell you that. Thank you, and I know you got to go get ready for news. We appreciate it. Ian Ozan, and it is the Prep Football, Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Ian Ozan, Coach Lou Valden, tonight and every Friday night at 7. It is the most comprehensive high school football show in America. They're going to be live tonight from Shaw at the the Eagles are hosting Archbishop Rummel. And Shaw's got a stadium on a campus now, and they got a nice game day experience where, boy, I'm going to tell you what, it's a good family-friendly atmosphere. The kids can go and socialize, and it's safe, and they've done a great job out there. They really have. Other matchups, McDonough 35 at Edna Carr, Alexandria, Destrehan, St. Charles Catholic at Dunham, where they got that 6'5", 215 quarterback, Jesuit at Bonneville, De La Salle at St. Paul's, and a whole lot more. Get ready. Friday Night Lights, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper, this evening from 7 till 10:30. It is only on WWL. Time now for traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.